102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 751, partly sunny and 57. Carlos Mencia back in the studio. Good to have you here. He was here like 6-7 months ago. Good to have you here.
Yeah, I'm not. It's great to be back, man.
Look at you. You come in. There's a film crew. There's a guy with a selfie stick.
Yeah.
Brett's taking pictures.
I love the fact that you guys act like I brought them.
you're
the ones that told them to come.
But they don't come when
they don't come when you're in. They don't just regularly come.
No.
It's your aura.
Just him.
Your aura brings this.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
They're probably here to get evidence of me offending somebody with this new I'm sensitive, don't hurt my feelings things happening
in the everywhere.
Oh Jesus, it's out of control.
Especially in America.
It's so out of control.
Yeah.
Do you see
Is it anywhere else?
Everywhere, like,
is this a unique thing to Americans in our internet thing? Because obviously the internet's everywhere else, but
it's
everybody
unique
else is
to America because we don't have anything else to really worry about. Of course, if we had real problems,
right.
You know what I'm saying? If we had like real problems,
within 2 days, you had people getting their panties in a bunch about the Starbucks cup. You had, and then
right.
What was yesterday? The Target thing with
the Target sweater.
Somebody, they put a Target was selling a sweater. It was like OCD, obsessive Christmas disorder.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, people with OCD started flipping out and they wanted to protest.
Well, I could understand how people with OCD are going to flip out just because they're OCD in the first place.
But think about that.
But the sensitivity, right?
That would be the most organized protest ever.
That would be right. That would be the best.
They'd all be in a straight line.
Yeah, they'd all be in a straight line. There would be somebody would be handing out handy wipes for everybody. They shake your hand, get a wipe, shake your hand, get a wipe, shake your hand. It would be the longest interview. I got to tick 20 times before I ask you a question. You guys led me into it. Now OCD is going to get mad at me.
We'll be fine.
We're all a little OCD, though, right?
I think everybody is. I really do.
Yeah.
I do. I mean,
everybody's got those things they do. Have you gotten a little OCD as you get older? Like, I get OCD in the sense that, like, I remember before I would lock the car and I'd be like, it's locked. Now I'm like, is it really locked? I'll go outside and check it again. Did I lock it again and check it the third time?
Yeah.
So that kicks in sometimes.
I used to be like that with the alarm clock. Especially do what we would do. Like, I would have to go. I would set the alarm clock, and then I would probably check it once or twice. And then once I got rid of the alarm clock and my phone does it, and it's just set for weekdays at 4 a.m., I don't even
look anymore?
No, never.
Yeah. Well, my buddy wanted to be Bill Cosby, you know, for Halloween.
Okay.
And he was trying to figure out, because he's a white guy, how can I be Bill Cosby without putting dark skin on?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, dude, there's a difference between you trying to be a character in blackface.
Right.
Like, to me, blackface isn't some kid trying to be Bill Cosby. It's when you get that dark black and the meh. Like, that to me is bad.
But I'll tell you what.
But do you know what I mean?
Do that, though.
No, you can't.
You cannot be a white person or anybody who's not black cannot be a black character no matter what it is because right away it goes to...
Well, you know what?
It never used to be like that, though. I mean, think about that. What's that movie where the white kid played the blues guy and
Jason,
he had brown skin
Jason
in the
LD,
movie?
Jason,
and nobody protested that movie. That's a whole different time.
Right.
Things have changed a lot.
Oh, that was like C. Thomas Howell did that.
Oh, that's right. Where he pretended to be a basketball player or something like that?
He was going to college and he dressed whatever it is.
That's right.
He's a blues man.
Jason Aldean just got popped for it, too. The country guy. I forgot who he dressed up as.
Who was
Lil Wayne. It was Lil Wayne. He went as Lil Wayne for Halloween. And they crucified him. They crucified him.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's, you know, and maybe I'm wrong or I'm just not sensitive to it, but I'm not, like, a costume is to me, it's a costume. And as long as it's not done with disrespect or,
right.
Why can't it still be a costume?
It could be. People just don't know how to defend themselves anymore. The problem with America is as soon as somebody gets offended, everybody's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, I'm sorry. Like, I wouldn't, if I wanted to do Bill Cosby as a joke, I would do it. And people are like, why would you do it? Because if I was going to play somebody that was purple, I'd paint my face purple.
Right. But you know what?
And they're like, oh, the menstrual thing. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but I don't look at black people like that anymore.
Yeah.
We got a black president.
Right.
I don't look. Black people got it better than me. I'm a Latino.
Yeah.
There is no way that the things said Trump has said about Latinos would ever be said about black people.
No way.
Never be said about black people.
That's
the things
true.
That people get away with saying. I mean, I was listening to Fox News last night, and they actually said this. Now, it's really true that back in the back in the 60s or something like that, they deported a bunch of Mexicans Operation and they literally Wetback. Called it Operation Wetback.
Right.
Yes.
The fact that we can say Operation Wetback on the air?
Right. I'm not sure.
Yes, you
like,
can.
Like you go like, eh.
Nah, we're about to, we're you about can to find
it.
Out.
But my, no, you can't. They said it on Fox News. My right. point is that we can't say, remember back in the day when you used to call black people? Yeah. Right. You can't even do it in context of what no. used to be. Mm-hmm. So there's no, there's, I get it.
Right.
I get it. Like, I'm Hispanic, which means that, all right, if you've watched Straight Outta Compton, that back in that day, it was about 80 to 85% black. 20 years before that, it was about 80 to 85% white. So white people lived in Compton, black people moved in, the white people said, we got to go.
Right.
Now it's 85% Hispanic.
Okay.
So Mexicans moved in and black people were like, man, there goes the neighborhood.
But it is,
I just don't understand why we don't teach our kids to laugh at this stuff.
No, nobody's laughing.
It's There's just... no thick skin. That's why, but, and you know what? For all you politically correct people, you know what you're doing? You're getting your kids killed. Because our kids kill themselves because they get cyberbullied. And if you think that you're going to get rid of bullies and you think you're going to get rid of bad people, it's never going to happen.
Ever.
There's always going to be those people. And your kid's going to be the one committing suicide, God forbid, because you didn't teach them how to deal. Like my dad told me, if somebody punches you in the face, punch them back. If somebody talks about your mom, and my dad gave me your mama jokes. He wrote your mama jokes for me so that I could tell them at school when they mess with me.
Jesus.
Today, there's none of that. No. It's just like my feelings are hurt. Yeah. And it's interesting how my words have power, but only when it's like it serves their benefit. Like if I say something sexist, a woman will say like, those words hurt my feelings. Well, words don't have power. Yes, they do. Well, bang me. No. Oh, where'd the power go? All of a sudden, I'm powerless.
We're just warming up with Carlos Mencia. More coming up next. He's at the Paramount in Huntington tonight. A few tickets left. Let's get to Ted in the Roads right now, 7:58.
On 347 at Mount Pleasant.
It's just after 8 o'clock. Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. Comedian Carlos Mencia with us. What do we got to do? Play a song and then yeah. we can come back with Carlos, right?
Yep.
All right, so we'll play a song. Carlos, we'll come back with you. We'll have a really good discussion.
I'll still be here.
if you want to watch on Periscope, 102.3 WBAB. You know, we keep talking to Carlos off the air as well. It's really good stuff.
But I just got sent a the guy we do on the Tampa station we're with. Calta in the morning just sent me a very important question I'm supposed to ask Carlos.
Oh, Jesus.
Next.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. No. Apparently, really, Mike?
Yeah. Setting
really?
Up Mencia next.
It is.
.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 806. Comedian Carlos Mencia. Happy to have him in the studio with us. Playing the Paramount in Huntington tonight at 8 o'clock. Couple seats remain. Get them at Ticketmaster.com and ParamountNY.com.
So.
And please come if you're easily offended so yeah. I can make you grow some thick skin.
I mean, Carlos was making a good point about Bill Cosby, how, you know, he used to say, you know, listen, I'm talking to the young black men out there. Pull up your pants, tuck in your shirt, get an right. education. This is how you succeed. And would get a round of applause maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah, about 15 years yeah. ago.
And now he can say that stuff and he gets booed and he gets articles about him. And, yeah. and Bill is no longer
and even before the rape allegations,
right.
it just got to a point where it was like, you're putting us down.
And that's how things have changed right there. I mean, it's really, the last time you came in too, Carlos, we had some really good, like, good discussions with you. Very yeah. open stuff. I mean, you have a really eye-opening viewpoint on all this stuff and a very clear point.
Because you know why? I'm an it's immigrant.
Good. Yeah, right, exactly.
Because I was born in the murder capital of the world today, right? The city is called San Pedro Sula, Honduras. It is the murder capital of the world, all right?
Huh.
So to put it in perspective, when a little kid in Syria is like, Father, we have to leave. I hate this place. There is so much death. The dad looks at him and goes, be happy we don't live in Honduras.
Yeah.
Like, that is the perspective I come from.
Right.
And I come from, when I was a kid, there used to be this thing called the Squadron of Death. They called it, in Spanish, it's El Escuadrón de la Muerte. And if you spoke illy about a general or the president, they would literally come and take you. And you would be lucky if you got to the place where they were supposed to take you.
Whoa.
Lucky. Like, in front of me one time, and I was 13 years old at the time, because my dad had this little boat, and he was the only one. And so me and my cousin were the only ones that could go through the waters at night. So all these soldiers, about 13 of them, and two of their hostages were in the boat. And when we got to this lake about 5 miles from where we were supposed to go, they just tied a brick over them and threw them over the edge. I'm 13, bro.
And you were piloting the boat?
No, I was in front of the boat. Like, oh, being, the boat. I'm the guy. I don't know what you call him. The guider guy. The guy that's like, there's a rock to the left. Right. Like, that was me. And then, I just heard splush, splush. And I did not want to turn around. I was like, no. That did not just happen. And
so
I turned around.
Was,
and the kids were gone. And one of them drowned right there. And the other one, I have no idea how, was able to, like, underwater get out. He swam to the edge. Luckily, we helped the kid out because I kind of said, like, there's a rock over here. You can't turn yet. And so it took us a really long time to come around. And by the time we came around, he swam to the water's edge and got out. And I heard he made it. And, you know, he was, yeah.
So that's where you come from.
That's where I come from. So when people in America are like, let me tell you what's wrong. You're what's wrong with America. If every American, when they were 18, had to serve in the military and go out of country to a really bad place, we would have a much different country. The problem with America isn't America. It's just perspective. We have no perspective. You know, we think that having, you know, somebody come and fix our potholes, that's something. Somebody right now is worried about that.
Right.
There's somebody right now that's the biggest problem they
somebody's
have.
Somebody's worried there's not a snowflake on your Starbucks cup.
Yeah, somebody's worried that, like, happy holidays. I don't care.
Right.
I mean, I think it sucks that it's called Christmas and we don't even want to give credit to the dude. It's awesome that you give. It's awesome that you give presents. I'm not even saying be religious or believe in Jesus or anything like that.
Right.
But, I mean, the whole holiday is pretty much based on the fact that it's this dude's kind of birthday. I think you should be at least like, hey, give it up for that Jesus guy. And thanks for the sweater. I'm just saying. But here's the opposite. The opposite is, okay, if I'm supposed to be okay with no Christmas and happy holidays, why is it that the people that aren't Christmassy don't have the tolerance to allow me to say Merry Christmas? That's the interesting thing.
And Roger, we've been saying that for years.
Always. The only one, how come everybody doesn't have to be tolerant? Doesn't everybody have to be tolerant of everybody?
Everybody is supposed to be tolerant.
So why aren't we tolerant of Merry Christmas?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Like, I love dudes that are racist, that put Confederate flags on their cars and wear Dixie shirts. I love them because they're being real. They're not hiding it. They're not putting it back there. They're saying straight up, this is who I am. I don't like you because you don't look like me. I'm better than you. I like that they put it out there. And I hate that now it's being hidden to the point where these people feel like they got to go, you know, burn a school.
Right.
And that's the problem. So that's what all you politically correct people are doing. You're leading these people to commit violent acts because they can't say anything anymore.
It used to be for whatever reason, the minority has become more important than the majority. And I'm not talking a minority in race or anything.
Right.
Talking about whatever the group is.
Right.
Whatever their little cause is now more important than the majority's views. And then the majority is like, well, you know, they're upset. I don't care if you're upset.
Yeah.
I really don't give a rat's ass if you don't sleep. I really don't care.
Your feelings are not protected in the Constitution. I don't know if you know that.
Right.
I don't know if you know that.
Right, you don't have a right to not have your feelings hurt. That's true.
There's nothing. There's nothing in there. Look for it. Not even on the back. Not even if you put lemon on it with a blow dryer. Not even with that. There's nothing in the Constitution.
Nice.
Nothing? Nothing.
Carlos Mencia, he's at the Paramount tonight. And, honey, we got to get to that question Mike sent in to ask.
Mike Alta?
We'll get there. Yeah,
oh,
it's a good question.
Yeah. I'm scared. I'm so scared.
I guess it's kind of, I don't know, might be a little tough. More with Carlos next, though. Let's get to the roads with Ted.
Southern State westbound loaded from the Wantagh down into the Meadowbrook.
At 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP.
What, do you have a big periscope problem?
821.
Yeah, I guess there's a connection problem. Except he hasn't even asked you guys if there's Wi-Fi here. Have you asked?
Oh, there is Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. I set him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all set. You guys are... It's not connecting? Oh, maybe I...
Did you check the other one?
Maybe
did you check the other phone to see if it connects? Huh?
Yeah, I got him his password. And listen, by the way, if you want to check out Periscope 102.3 WBAB, we are periscoping Carlos Mencia in our studio live. And it's really cool because you get to see the whole thing and
you get to hear all the cool stuff after.
Yeah, while the music's playing. I mean, we keep talking. I mean, it's just, you know, when Carlos is here, we never stop talking the whole time you're here.
Because it's interesting.
It is.
Yeah, we have a good time.
I mean, that's why we like having you here. You're an interesting guy to talk to, and we have a good time. And
I have too many kids.
So I'm like,
I come from too many kids.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Because we were talking about this off the air of like, for me, the biggest problem in America today is that our parents didn't live for us. You know, no, there was a little part of us that
they lived and they held our hand and dragged us along.
You know what I mean? There were times where my dad, like, here's an example. I'm in the car with my friend. First of all, I had to go. I just happened to be at a place where I couldn't go home and get my underwear. I was at my friend's house and I had to travel. So I'm like, dude, I got to go to Target to get some underwear. He goes, well, I'll take you. I'm like, okay. So then his kid tags along. Now we're stuck in the car in the driveway because his 8-year-old kid doesn't want to put on his seatbelt. He doesn't want to get back there and put on his seatbelt. I got to go. So I'm starting to get annoyed. And I'm like, dude, can you just fix this problem? And he's like, no. So he looks at his son and he says, well, if you don't put on your seatbelt, we're not going anywhere. And I'm like, that's not helping, bro. That's the opposite of what I need.
Right.
So I look at my son and I look at him and he looks at his kid and I look at him. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he said, I'm teaching him the importance of wearing a seatbelt. I said, no, you're teaching him the importance of listening to you. Maybe you should teach him the importance of why he should listen to you.
Right.
And he goes, you want me to hit my kid? I'm like, dude, you don't get it. And the reason I was pissed was because I remember when I was a kid, we were in East LA. We were in my dad's Blue Comet. We were on the corner of Eastern and Bonnie Beach Lane, and my dad looked at me and he went, put on your seatbelt. And I said, why? And he said, don't worry about it. Now, we all know what happened next.
Right.
Right.
When did he slam on the brakes?
And exactly. And this is when dashboards were made out of metal. Yeah. I don't know if you remember those cars.
And they had spikes on them.
Right. Yes, yeah. But I woke up bleeding from my forehead on my couch. I'm dazed, and I wake up, I feel the blood, and I just see my dad look over me, and he goes, that's why.
Yeah.
That was it.
Right.
Like, he didn't care how I learned the lesson.
As long as you learned it.
He just understood I had to learn the lesson. My dad had 18 kids. He never bought a minivan. The dude never got a car to accommodate us. He had the dream of owning a Ford Fairlane. You know what he got when he had the money? A Ford Fairlane.
Didn't give a rat's
ass. He didn't care that we didn't fit in the car. Dude, one time we wanted to go to the beach. He put three of my brothers in the trunk. We hit traffic about 3 miles. We were, I think, on 23rd and Cloverfield, which is about 3 or 4 miles from Santa Monica Beach. Boom, bumper to bumper traffic. I hear banging. Boom, 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 boom. My brother in the back goes, Papi, I'm getting sleepy. And my dad's like, then go to sleep, stupid. And I'm like, they're dying, you idiot. It's carbon monoxide poisoning. Oh, yeah. You know what my dad did?
What?
He pulled over, took him out, and went, hey, you, Mr. Carbon, Mr. I know what's going on. Put me
in the trunk.
Yeah, and my two sisters who agreed with me. So he was a different time.
Right.
But he led me to understand that I was not the most important thing in his life. There were moments. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was 10 years old, fell asleep under the Christmas tree. My father kissed me and he said, you're my favorite son. I love you more than the others.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only thing he ever did like that.
Right.
That's a great
You know
one.
What I mean? Great. But other than that, it was always, he was my dad.
Are you the only one out of all the kids that has the smarts that you have that got out of school early? Was that?
No, smarts, no. A few of my sisters are really smart, but my dad's a sexist pig, so because I would say to my dad, hey, Dad, you know, my sister Hannah and Martha are really smart. Why didn't you think they were going to make it? They're whores, mijo. I'm like, oh, wow.
Whoa, wow.
Are you serious? Yeah, he was like, I knew they were going to get pregnant before they got married. I knew. And, yeah, one of my sisters, and she's 15 or maybe 16, but 15, I think, ran away with her high school teacher.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There's that.
There's that one.
That's heavy.
Then my other sister has two kids from two different guys and married another dude.
And none of the brothers went and chased the teacher down to bring the sister back?
Because at that point, it was just, there were so many of us, you just couldn't regulate it anymore.
One less mouth to feed.
You know what I'm saying? It was just, there was so, it wasn't like, that's our sister. We have 11 sisters.
Right. Okay.
Do you know what I mean? One of them went away. We were like, all right, I get her seat at the dinner table. Yeah. You know? We
just
didn't
like
care.
The quarterback goes down, the backup's got to step up.
Yeah, that was it. It was a different time. And I think that the pendulum swung a little too far. I think the kids today know that they're way too important. They're way too, do it for me and all this. And
I'll never forget, there was one time I got into it with my father, and I picked up the phone. I said, I'm calling the cops. My father looked at me, he goes, I promise you, if you make that phone call, they will have a reason to put me in jail. I mean, just like that. Never raised his voice.
Right.
Stared me in the eye and said, if you make that phone call, they will have a reason to arrest me.
Yeah.
And I hung up the phone.
Listen, I knew that I had that conversation with my son.
Right.
All right. My son's about to turn 9, and he did something the other day. And I told him, man, I swear to God, don't put it past me. I'll smack you.
Right.
And he was like, well, it's against the law. And I said, let me tell you about laws in California, son. There's a law in this state that says that if I smack you, I'm going to go to jail. There's also another law that says that if you commit a crime, a specific type of crime, I'm actually liable for it. And if you do any property damage, I have to pay for it. And I might go to jail for being a negligent parent for letting you do it in the first place. So I just want you to know that if I'm going to go to jail for letting you do something stupid or smacking you, I'm going to smack you.
Right.
That's why I'm going to jail.
Right.
That's good.
So he just looked at me really weird and go, Mom, is it true? But I grew up differently.
Yeah.
When I told my mother that they told us in school that if you hit us, my mom acted like she was happy about it. She tricked me and told me she's going to buy me shoes, drove me 2 hours to Mexico. We walked over this bridge. Halfway across the bridge is a painted line. As soon as we crossed that line into Mexico, dude, my mother beat my ass so bad, dude. And the whole time she was going, nobody cares about you in Mexico. Dude, whole difference. She took me internationally to whoop my ass.
Right. That's dedication.
Yeah, that was real. That was like 1974.
And I tell you something, I'm looking at you straight up. I'm hearing the words that are coming out, and I'm kind of feeling like it's routine. And I'm looking at his eyes. I'm like, no, that woman took him to Mexico and beat
him.
Dude,
I'll show you the scar I have on my back from where she beat me. I'm serious. I got a scar about that big. I'll show it to you off the air. You'll see. Not even a joke.
Carlos Mencia tonight, Paramount in Huntington. More with Carlos next. Right now, 829 10 as a Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. Carlos Mencia, our guest. He's at the Paramount in Huntington tonight. Get the tickets at ParamountNY.com and Ticketmaster.com. It's not like there's a lot left. There's a few in the upper right and left corners.
That's about it.
We saw today. Yeah,
that's awesome, man.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, you're all the front
away.
Is good. There's like a seat here or there, and then right up the middle is good, and just the upper right and left balcony, which the Paramount, they're all good seats, so it doesn't matter.
Well, you know what's funny? It's this weird thing where I kind of became an underdog, and people are like rediscovering me again, which is weird. It's bizarre, but it's a good thing.
We still have that question we have to get to for Carlos from a buddy of ours down in Florida. We'll get to that.
For Mike. Oh,
we keep talking about other stuff.
I'm so scared, bro.
More with Carlos next. It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. Come on, feel the rock station, Roger and JP. 8:38, partly sunny and 57 today. And tonight, the big show at Paramount in Huntington. Carlos Mencia.
Carlos.
Yes.
Do you have sex with an amputee?
Oh, Jesus, man.
Is that the question?
Did you have sex with an amputee?
Okay, first of all,
wait a minute.
He asked me if I had ever had sex with a girl with a missing toe, and I had totally forgotten because it happened such a long time ago. But yeah, there was a girl that showed up, and she was missing a toe.
Just a toe?
No. This was one of them. There's a few, bro.
Wait,
crazy.
There's a few?
Yeah, there's a few. One with a missing toe. I forgot. I must claim that, Mike. I apologize. I must claim that one.
Our buddy Mike in Tampa sent us this question. We didn't know why. Now we know.
And yes, there was a girl that showed up to one of my shows. When I was younger, I was into anything that I've never done before.
Okay.
I will bang anything I've never done before.
Okay.
She showed up, and she had a prosthetic leg. And she was hot, and yeah, we went back, and when she took off that leg,
Did you know she had a prosthetic leg when you agreed to go?
She was wearing a skirt with a prosthetic leg. It was like, you know, I used to tell her she had a fake leg with a real foot.
Right.
Because it looked like her foot was real because she had a shoe on it and everything. But... But man, when she, it was like a little bit above the knee.
Okay.
But some of the positions we could do were awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she was flexible, but on top of it, that little extra leg wasn't anywhere near there. But the weird thing was, we did that one position.
Did you go to like you have one ankle in one hand and you go to reach the other one?
Yes, I did that.
And you fall over?
Dude, I did that. I didn't fall over. But yes, I literally at one moment like went like this with my right hand and with my left. Like, and then, and then I didn't want to make her feel bad, so I pretended to go for her, for her thigh.
Right.
And she was like, it's okay, it's okay.
Did you palm her stump?
Yes, yes, I did, bro. I palmed it like this. I had one. I was, you know how you as a as
like
a comedian,
Jordan doing a dunk from the free throw line.
Yes, or like a comedian hold it. You ever seen when we stand up and kind of hold the mic stand like that?
Right.
That's kind of what I did. I kind of leaned in. I kind of leaned in. But the best one of those stories was there was a girl at there was a girl. First of all, who had no arms in Houston at a club.
Horrible.
She was amazing though.
Yeah,
dude, she picked up the money with her toes. She worked the pole without any hands. She did this thing where she hopped up and then like scissored her legs and went to the top of the pole with no arms. No arms.
Whoa.
And then spun all the way down.
She made a ton of money.
Oh, dude, I gave her so much money. So much money. Wouldn't get a lap dance from her, but I gave her so much money. But the best was there's a place called Prince Machiavelli's in El Paso, Texas. So somebody tells us there's a girl that works there that has Down syndrome. He said, we got to go. Got to go check this out. There's no way. So this girl comes out, and she's highly functioning, but you could tell she has Downs. Okay. And so when she walks out, you know, we wait, and we're like, dude, this is amazing. This is so cool. Like, if it was Periscope or something, I mean, it would just, it would have been that thing. But it was back in the day, and she's doing her thing, and I am just blown. I'm so happy because when anybody with a disability who you don't think is going to do regular stuff does, and they pull it off, I'm just so happy. So I throw a few $100s, down, and my friend throws a couple hundred. So this is like $600-$800. She sees it and gets so excited, runs down there, picks up the money. Here's the problem. She had that. She was at the level where she needed a routine, and once the routine went away, she had to start all over again.
Okay,
so she couldn't continue her dance. So the DJ's looking at us like, I don't know what to do, and she's stuck like, oh, what do I do? And the DJ's like, we're gonna start it over again. And she walks off stage, and I'm just like, no, what's going on here? And she's looking at us like, sorry. And I'm like, no, it's our fault. Oh my God. And she goes out there and he starts to dance again, and she comes out with the routine, and now we're just like, we can't throw money, bro, and do this again. I felt so horrible, dude. I gave her so much. I've never spent that much money at a strip club in my life. I mean, literally spent thousands of dollars on that girl. I felt so bad. Because the whole audience just was looking at me like, what did you do? Because they all knew her.
Right.
They're locals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They took care of
her. How dare you tip her well?
I didn't know, bro. Right. I felt so bad. You know, and then one of the guys comes up and says, did you notice how nobody else tipped her? Yeah, I thought you guys were cheap bastards. I didn't know that there was something happening here.
So what was supposed to happen after she was done? That's when everybody's supposed to.
Yeah, and then what happened, of course, was she did her thing and whatever she did, and it was sexy. It was awesome. And then after, everybody put the money on.
Okay, but you think somebody would have saw you put money down and be like, no, hold off. Nobody did that for you.
No, nobody said anything. No, dude, it was one of those things where everybody knew, but nobody told me, and they knew it was going to happen. They knew. It had happened before, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah, they just set me up, bro, and I just felt horrible. But she was sexy, man, and we got lap dances from her, and it was awesome. I mean, don't get me wrong, for the first song, it was a little weird. I felt like I was taking advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And then you realize you're not taking advantage.
No, I wasn't. And, you know, and then I was affected by her dance. And once that happened, dude, it was over. All
right. Yeah.
I was affected by her sexuality. Then once that happened, it kicked in, bro. Yeah. It was awesome.
Game on.
Oh, yeah.
WBAB, Roger and JP. It's 8:53. Comedian Carlos Mencia in the studio right now.
we're fighting over here because this guy, Cisco, my opening act, he doesn't believe that that New England's going to go undefeated.
Cisco, they're going to lose a game.
They're going to lose a game. Five times.
Really?
They're going to lose a game.
Why?
Because they're
they almost
lose a
went
game.
Undefeated a few years ago. They only lost the last game.
They lost the Super Bowl. I get it. Yeah, but they're going to lose a game.
Why? They're ridiculous this year. We're talking about the Patriots.
I'm not saying they're not, but no. First of all, last game was not that great.
But that's a telltale sign. When you lose games when you suck, that's a bad sign.
When you win games when you suck.
I mean, when you win. I'm sorry. You're right. When you win games and you're not doing well, That's a bad sign, bro.
They're going to lose a game.
Who's going to beat them?
Who in the AFC is going to be? Let's let them get to the Super Bowl.
Let's just get to
the
Super
I don't know. We'll see.
It's not the Dolphins, I'll tell you that much.
Maybe it is. You don't know.
Unless you get the ghost of Larry Zonka to come on.
The Dolphins are getting their game together.
Mercury Morris with a key of coke.
Exactly, bro.
Maybe you got a shot at it.
What new greasy can you pull out of the closet?
The Dolphins are getting their act together.
Right.
But it's not going to be the Dolphins, I'll be honest. But I don't think they're going to go undefeated.
It's usually that team you don't expect.
I would put money on it. I would honestly put money on it.
I'll bet you $100.
$100?
I'll bet you $100.
That they'll go undefeated, and win the Super Bowl.
I'll bet you $100.
I'll take that bet.
I'll bet you $100.
I'll take that bet.
Okay.
Cisco's taking action.
Right on.
I'll bet you $100 that they'll go undefeated during the season. I'll bet you $500 that they won't lose a playoff game. And I'll bet you $5,000 that they'll win the Super Bowl.
See, the thing is, this is a problem with that bet. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
You can't back it up.
No. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I think they're going to go undefeated in the playoffs. I just think they're going to have a loss of a game. My personal opinion. They're going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to
take it. Cisco said it.
Yeah.
Now we'll see.
And this is right now what's happening here. Is what we were talking about earlier. The difference in mentality. We're old school. Right. We believe that good things will happen. We believe in the dream. We believe that if you work hard, you can end up on a radio station for 20 years and make a living at it. Right. We believe that. Yeah. That's the generation we came up in.
Right.
His generation, you know something bad's going to inevitably happen. You know there's going to be a pothole and then your car's going to win. You're going to get a flat. It's just the way it is.
It's not football. Isn't what it used to be.
I just want to say this. This bet is off if Brady gets hurt. If Brady is healthy,
you can't just put stipulations on it.
But of course you can. We haven't made the bet. Yeah, of course you can.
It's on Periscope.
If it's on the internet, it's got to be true.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man. You did shake on it, bro.
I wish I would have thought about the Tom Brady getting hurt part.
He won't get hurt.
He's playing unconscious.
No, he's not.
He won't get hurt.
No,
do you know there's 12 or 13 players, quarterbacks in the league alone this year that are on pace to go over 4,000?
Yeah, but you know what?
Over 4,000 yards?
See, the game of football and the game of basketball, in my opinion, you know, because it's entertainment more than anything else now, it's leaned a little bit too much in the favor of the offensive player.
Agreed, 100%.
Like, I watch games, I mean, I get so frustrated watching wide receivers push off on every single route, and when the defensive guy does it, it's a flag on the play.
Yeah.
And I just, you know what? I just don't. That's part of the reason why I love soccer. You can't cherry pick.
No.
I don't care who you are. I don't care what. You can't cherry pick. If you're going to score, you better score. You better score right. You better be behind the guy or in front, whatever your perspective is. You know what I mean? And I just hate that they do that. It's annoying to me. Yeah. And you know, I don't mind the defensive game. No. I mean, I want to see passing. I just don't want to see a guy push off, catch the ball, and I'm like, what an amazing catch. His left arm was completely extended.
Yeah. Did Odell Beckham Jr., the kid on the Giants, make another catch that was out of bounds? That made the one that he made last year that got him on the cover of Madden.
The one this year, you mean? With the one-handed catch?
The one-handed.
Yeah, the one. No, he made one that was out of bounds. It didn't count.
Right.
That was way better than the one that he made that got him on the cover of Madden.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But the one last year, if you look at it in slow motion, he slows down, which is genius, speeds up, pushes off with his left hand. As his left hand is extending, pushing the defender off, he catches it with his right. If that was the opposite, it would have totally been called a flag on the play.
Why you got to rain on that parade, bro?
No, I'm not. It's not about the Giants.
Generation.
Something's got to go wrong. He cheated. No. I'm just saying, don't make it. Don't cheat in the favor of one or the other.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Just so that I could watch, because look at the score. You know, we need that. I don't care. Play it out. I don't care.
Right on.
You know, I think it doesn't. It suck that as soon as there's weather, we know it's going to be a horrible game with only field goals because they can't run the football anymore. Can't run the football.
Nobody's running the ball.
Nobody can run the football anymore.
Carlos
Garcia.
It's
horrible.
And Cisco.
Yeah.
Who just bet $100.
I just looked at the schedule. Maybe the Broncos.
Maybe the Broncos.
They're not putting up enough points.
You don't think so?
The Broncos are not putting up enough points.
You're not going to beat the Patriots 13-10. That's not going to
happen. Between the Broncos or the Jets.
You think the Jets?
Yeah.
I'll double that money.
You think the Jets? I'm in a...